Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, 2020 was the year when eating in became the new dining out in Southeast Asia, so much so that gross merchandise value for the food delivery sector is expected to reach $15.5 billion this year, up by at least 30% year on year. Indonesia alone will account for half of this. Of course, investors jumped at the chance to benefit from the boom, raising at least $2.75 billion from 17 deals. That's according to Deal Street Asia's latest report. And we're joined today by Deal Street Asia's research lead, Valerie Law, who'll share with us her findings and how this now very competitive sector will look as we continue in the second year of the pandemic. Valerie, thanks for your time.
Glad to speak with you, Howie.
So it's getting pretty crowded, right, in the food delivery sector in the region. Giants are Grab and Gojek. How good a time is this for a smaller player to enter the market, and why, especially when consumers are already used to the more established names?
Well, for any new entrants, be they small or big, it is never too late to offer something better or more unique in the marketplace, especially when parts of Southeast Asia is undergoing restrictions on eating outside right now. These new companies can use this time to experiment the right bundles, pricing strategies to attract new customers. So the key then is whether consumers will stay loyal and use their service after the ban on dine-in restrictions are lifted. Well, I would also say that for some of these new players, they are not really small by any chance. If you're talking about Traveloka, which has raised fresh funding of $250 million in the midst of COVID, and AirAsia, which secured a lifeline of around $240 million last year from the banks, the end goal for them is not just about food delivery, but creating a sticky application and a sustainable ecosystem of users within their platform along the playbooks of super apps like your Grab and GoTo, which is the merged entity between Gojek and Tokopedia.
So if we take away Grab and Gojek, the giants, startups in the sector were still able, though, to raise $41.5 million in funding. And you talked about Tokopedia. Who's investing, though, in these smaller domestic players? There's Damakan in Malaysia and Yamiko in Indonesia. What's the draw for them?
Good question. Well, according to official filings and data collected by DataVantage, we noticed that Yummy Corp has some notable investors in them, such as East Ventures, Growth Acceleration Fund, and Intudo Ventures. These investors are probably seeing the strong demand for restaurant tech and cloud kitchens, which form part of the food delivery ecosystem. Now, we estimate that the food delivery market for the region will grow about 30% this year based on even the forecast and observations of some of the big players here. So there's sure to be room for some good players to serve not just the end consumers, but also the F&B merchants.
And how are they performing so far, though, these smaller players? Are they content to just stick to the domestic markets? Do they have the bigger super apps responding as a result?
It's hard to say how well all of them are doing, but we have seen some of them getting onto their next round of funding. So our data vantage again shows that Yummy Corp raised funding last year following their round in 2019, while Damakan, the Malaysian full stack food delivery food startup, has raised $18 million in Series B last year. So generally, these startups are trying to make food delivery more efficient in Southeast Asia by using vertically integrated model and cloud. And investors seem quite happy to fund this. And we are seeing good volume in this space.
And how are some of these players distinguishing themselves? I mean, what sort of methods are they using? What's working? What's not working?
Some of these players are indeed offering innovative features such as bundling of orders from different restaurants or stalls in one area, not just focusing on my own, you know, but working with others. There are some who offer unique promotions to their users or even targeting specific consumer groups. I'll give you an example. ODJ, a new entrant in Malaysia, promises to feature and deliver halal food. So it's still early to to say which ones are working or which ones are not. But for sure, the established players are adding new features based on feedback and what they are observing about the local cultures. And generally, you know, feedback, if you implement them, they are logically working. However, the serving the niche segment for food delivery depends on how big the addressable market is and whether the differentiation is enough for users to switch platforms and for the platforms to sustain.
We're speaking with Valerie Law, who's Deal Street Asia's research lead. Let's talk about some of these companies targeting untapped markets like Vietnam. What might we see there?
Vietnam is not totally untapped. There are currently a few major players such as Now, Baemin, Grab, Gojek, and hence there is also a history of Foodpanda having been there, exited, and now re-entered the market. So it's kind of a dynamic space, and it's getting very interesting right now because, as I've mentioned earlier on, it's not just your traditional super apps and food delivery guys who are in the space. I am sure that a lot of other companies who are affected by the pandemic are trying to pivot into the space.
What about what it might look like for the food delivery sector once the pandemic eases and people maybe go back to eating out?
Yes, that is a key factor we have to watch, because if people just switch back to eating out and the usage of such apps drop, then how should the apps continue to drive revenues and to reach a certain critical volume to sustain, right? So I believe that the future of such food delivery apps will have to evolve in and be creative in offering features that can serve the end customer. Maybe they want to add some health-related goals into the app so that maybe I can track, you know, how many calories I am taking from the food I order. Yeah, you know, and because there have been surveys saying that people are now generally more conscious about the nutrition intake as well as the calories. So yeah, anything along the line that helped the consumers and merchants would definitely be something to look forward to.
Some sort of pivot into a lifestyle app as well, right?
Yes.
Not just doing food delivery. All right, Valerie, thank you so much for your insights today. You stay safe.
Thank you, Howie.
Valerie Law, Deal Street Asia's research lead. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.